February 1, Scripture, Genesis 6, 5 to 22, build an ark. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with a flood. Make thee an ark. Genesis 6, 13 and 14. God gave Noah the exact dimensions of the ark and explicit directions in regard to its construction in every particular. Human wisdom could not have devised a structure of so great strength and durability. God was a designer and Noah the master builder. It was constructed like the hull of a ship, that it might float upon the water, but in some respects it more nearly resembled a house. The material employed in the construction of the ark was the cypress or gopher wood, which would be untouched by decay for hundreds of years. The building of this immense structure was a slow and laborious process. The race of men then living were of very great stature and possessed wonderful strength. The trees were vastly larger and far surpassing in beauty and perfect proportion anything mortals can now look upon. The wood of these trees was of fine-grained and hard substance, in this respect more like stone. It required much more time and labor, even of that powerful race, to prepare the lumber for building that it requires in this degenerate age to prepare trees that are now growing upon the earth, even with the present weaker strength men now possess. Every piece of timber was closely fitted and every seam covered with pitch. All that men could do was done to make the work perfect. Yet after all, God alone could preserve the building upon the angry heaving billows by his miraculous power. Methuselah and his sons and grandsons lived in the time of building of the ark. They, with some others, received instruction from Noah and assisted him in building the ark. While Noah was giving his warning message to the world, his work testified of his sincerity. It was thus that his faith was perfected and made evident. He gave the world an example of believing just what God says. All that he possessed, he invested in the ark. Every blow struck upon the ark was a witness to the people.